Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Halloween was my favorite holiday of all time. Me and my friend Jason would always, always search for new ways to have interesting costumes. Costumes like Batman and Robin, or Spider-Man and Dr. Octopus. But that particular year, our plans got messed up. It all happened about the month before October 31st. We were already pretty excited and started planning our costumes for that year. Since we were Rick and Morty fans, we decided to dress up as them. I already went to the local costume shops, but I didn't find anything that would resemble the two characters. I did, however, find a white wig that would be Rick's hair. "I guess we're going handmade this year," I told Jason. "Yeah, but it's going to turn out better than any costume we might have found in these lame stores," Jason told me. As the days went on, I noticed that his behavior started to change. Maybe it was because his parents left for 6 months. It was something related to work. I don't know exactly where they went, but I knew that Jason was home alone and had to take care of himself. He started acting strange. It was like his head was somewhere else. Each time we would have a conversation, it seemed that he wasn't listening to me. "Hey man, are you okay? You know you can tell me, right?" I would ask him. "Yeah man, I'm fine, don't worry about it. Just feel kind of tired, that's all," Jason said. One evening, he invited me over to his place. We were supposed to play Call of Duty. Not wanting to go empty-handed, I picked up some nachos and sodas. As I got there, I rang the doorbell. Oddly enough, Jason didn't answer. I started knocking on the door. Still, no answer. "Where the hell is he?" I said, while I was preparing to go to his backyard. Maybe I could see him there. But suddenly, the door opened. "Hey man, I was in the middle of something. Sorry for that, come in," he said. I took a look at his face, and it seemed like he'd been crying. His face was puffy and his eyes were red. I asked him again if he's okay, and he's told me that maybe he has some allergies or something. I put the nachos and a soda on the table, and he started up the PlayStation. "I gotta use the bathroom real quick, hang on," he said, before getting up and going to the restroom. As I waited, I poured myself a glass of soda, but there was something that caught my eye. It was a piece of paper under one of the couch cushions. The corner was sticking out. I grabbed it to take a better look. "I'm sorry. I want you to know that it's not your fault." That's all I managed to read off of it. The rest were just phrases that were scribbled out. I couldn't make anything out. Jason came into the living room and saw me holding the piece of paper. He looked shocked and somewhat angry. He asked me what I was doing with that, and he told me that it was none of my business. Then he grabbed it out of my hand, folded it, and put it in his pocket. I guess he was right. Maybe it was something personal and I shouldn't have read it. Anyway, we started playing until about 11 p.m. "It's getting late. I think I'm going to head home," I told him. Jason didn't say anything, but he had a look in his eyes. For one second, I felt like he didn't want me to leave. As if he was afraid of being alone or something. But he didn't say anything. "Is everything okay?" I asked him again while looking at his fearful gaze. But he quickly snapped out of it. "Yeah. Come on, how many times are you gonna ask me that?" he said before walking me to the front door. I went out the door, said goodbye, and told him that we'll talk tomorrow. He didn't respond. He just shut the door slowly. After that day, things began to get colder and colder between us. I didn't see him much. Now that I think about it, I only saw him one time. I think he was taking a chair inside the house. I waved at him, but he just responded with half a smile before going back inside the house. One evening, I even went to his house uninvited. I thought that because we were best friends for such a long time, I could pop in anytime I'd like. So, I bought nachos and soda, our favorite snack, and I went over there in hopes of playing some video games with my best friend. But what happened next was really out of character for him. I rang the doorbell several times, as well as trying the front door, which was locked. The first thing that popped into my head was that he's not all right, but that idea quickly disappeared as I saw him looking at me from his bedroom window, standing behind the curtains. "I can see you. What's going on?" I asked while dropping a bag of nachos on the ground. "I'm busy. We'll talk on Halloween," he said before drawing the shades. I went back home and ate everything by myself. We didn't talk until October 31st. That morning, I tried to call him so we can exchange updates on our costumes. I was Morty, and he was going to dress up as Rick. He didn't answer the phone, so I figured that I would just go over to his place in the evening before we'd go out. The day couldn't pass fast enough. I was so excited to show off my costume. At about 8:30 p.m., I was in front of Jason's front door. Again, I rang the doorbell and knocked afterward, but no response. I started to get pissed off. I knew the code to his garage door, so I decided to enter the house that way. "Now, what was it?" I said while trying to remember it. 3341, yeah, that's it," I thought as the garage door opened. I went in. "Jason, it's me. Are you ready?" I shouted while looking around the house for him. I went upstairs to his bedroom, and to my surprise, he wasn't there. But I did find something. The same piece of paper I started reading some time ago. But now, it had more than two sentences. "I'm sorry. I want you to know that it's not your fault. I'm not okay, and I'm sick of this life I'm leaving. I love you both, and please continue your lives without me. Again, it's not your fault. You've been amazing parents. I'm the problem. I love you." The piece of paper fell out of my hands. It looked like a suicide note. "Jason! Jason, where are you?" I yelled. I started running down the stairs after checking every room, but there was one in which I didn't go. The basement. I stood there in front of the door, my heart beating 1,000 times a minute. I wasn't ready to see Jason dead. I slowly opened the door, turned on the light, and saw him. I immediately teared up and went to him, but it was too late. Jason was hanging by a noose, tied to a pipe running all the way across the ceiling. His limp body was swinging in front of me, and I was too late to do anything about it.
"I don't want to go anywhere," I protested as my friends ordered their outfits online. Jane and Lily didn't even look up from the laptop, and they announced to me that they were ordering a vampire costume for me. My protests were ignored, and I sighed, as I imagined another night out that I will probably not enjoy. Jane and Lily argued that I have no choice but to go out with them. It was Halloween, and I couldn't afford to miss out on anything. We're all roommates, and I wouldn't have had it any different. They're my best friends, and even though we thought choosing different career paths would separate us, it didn't. We were all 22 and had our lives together. Getting enough money to afford a nice place wasn't easy, but we pulled through. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Jane was telling me that once our costumes arrive, we'd hit one of the best bars in town. I just nodded, uninterested. If I had a way to pull out of it, I would. Jane and Lily could be really persuasive when they wanted to be. After about 3 hours, the delivery arrived, and Lily went to get it. "Here's yours," she yelled, and tossed me a bag. I frowned at the contents. Jane ordered me to get changed, and I reluctantly obeyed her. I surveyed myself in the mirror when I was done. It wasn't that bad. The outfit looked good to me. It was a black, skin-tight gown that stopped mid-thigh. I had heeled boots to complement the dressing. It also came with a little red cape and plastic fangs. I rolled my eyes. If I didn't love these girls, I wouldn't be doing all this nonsense. I came out to see that they were already dressed and were waiting for me. Jane was wearing what I could describe as a sexy fairy costume, complete with little wings attached to her back. Lily was dressed like her name, a lily. I admired the fact that they had good taste in fashion, but I wondered why I got a vampire costume. "Why am I dressed like a vampire when you guys look like good people?" I asked. "Because you're the one whose dark mood will show from afar. It's only fair that you dress the part," said Lily. I shook my head and followed them out. I couldn't wait for the night to be over so I could go back to watching more episodes of Game of Thrones. I just started the whole series from the beginning because I enjoyed it the first time. Lily hailed a cab for us, and we headed to our destination. I didn't even know where we were going. I was only following my friends. "Here we are," Lily announced, her enthusiasm evident. It was Club 99, and it was popular for having a great time. I saw that people around the club were also dressed in costumes, and I wondered what people saw in Halloween. We got into the bar, and I had to pause to take in the sight. Gyrating bodies everywhere. I spotted a guy dressed as a dragon, kissing a girl dressed as a butterfly. I averted my eyes when his hands started to roam over her body. Guys, I have a bad feeling about this, I said. Jane and Lily told me to loosen up and enjoy the music. They pulled me to the dance floor, and I tried to stop worrying. They were flat out dancing while I just remained there, shuffling slowly in something that resembled a dance. Want to bite me, little vampire? I bristled at the pure arrogance in the voice and turned around to give whoever it was a piece of my mind. My retort died when I saw that it was the dragon guy from earlier. Why wouldn't he be with the butterfly girl? He repeated the question and I could smell the alcohol on his breath. I pulled back from him and shook my head, showing disinterest. Oh, come on, he yelled and moved closer to me. Due to the amount of people dancing, I couldn't find a way to move away from him on time. His hands landed on my waist and drew me closer to his hips. I wrenched myself free before contact was made and gave him a slap. Lily grabbed my hand and I followed her. Jane asked if I was all right, and I told them that I wanted to go home. When they saw that I was serious, they agreed to it. They wanted to remain at the club, so I left them there and made my way outside. I hugged my body as I tried to look for a cab. It was quite late, some few minutes past 9 already, so I wasn't surprised to see that there were hardly any cabs. I decided to walk a little, in hopes that I would get one. Lost, little vampire? The blood in my veins turned to ice, and I refused to turn back. It was the guy from earlier. I quickened my pace and cursed myself for not staying put in front of the club where people could see me. He grabbed my hand behind and pulled me into the alley by the right. I didn't even know it was there. I tried to scream, but he covered my mouth. Teasing me, aren't you? He backed me against the wall and pinned me there with his body. I tried to slap him again, but his other hand caught my hand just in time. His hand caressed my thigh, and my eyes widened. I couldn't scream because his hand was still covering my mouth, so I tried to struggle and break myself free. My attempts were unsuccessful. Even in his drunken state, he was still much stronger than I was. His hand moved higher and bunched up my gown. Tears fell from my eyes as I started to get really scared. This couldn't be happening to me. My body started to tremble. His breathing got faster, and he was slurring to himself. I couldn't make out his words. When his hand cupped my breast, I yelled behind his hand. There was nothing I could do. I was trapped, and no one was ever going to find out. Kathy? I heard Lily say. The dragon guy froze, and I took that as an opportunity. I screamed as loudly as I could, and I heard footsteps rapidly approaching us. Lily and Jane appeared in the alley and screamed when they saw me. The dragon guy hurriedly left me and ran past Lily and Jane. I crumpled to the floor and started sobbing. Jane hugged me and said that they felt bad I was going home alone and decided to come look for me outside. They saw that I was walking up the street before they lost sight of me. I was still trembling as I thought of the guy's disgusting hands on me. That night, we slept in the same bed with me in the middle. What happened just reinforced my lack of interest in Halloween.